was kids. My father worked around the corner at the Malting House. We used to go in after school and help him turn the malt for Old Brewery. Across the road from us was the old Co-op slaughterhouse. We used to go in there after school and sweep the blood up and things like that. Get half a crown for it. Yeah, so that's when Scratch Seeking started working. We was brought up that way, you know, right up to the slaughterhouse. You know, and now and again you get a cow or a sheep or something, it's run out with just nerves with no head on it. You know, just running down the street. Yeah, it's just not to us, you know what I mean? It's some sights in that slaughterhouse, definitely. Yeah. And Mondays, you just got on the cattle market, have them shift the cattle in and out the trucks, wash all the trucks out, and things like that. I've got a few bob for that. So I've always worked up my life. And 11 years old, I started working on the markets. The big boxes used to have behind the stalls. You start at 3 a.m, pushing them out. Then get them all out for about 7 o'clock. And then they come down and set them up. Got to talk to one of the market stall holders. Oh, I'll give you a job during the day if you want. So I started school. Started working on the stalls. Where for Mr. Pugh, he was a Chinaman, you know, got pots and pans. And I could throw cups and plates in the air, catch them all. And went for Barry Dawson. I can't say too much about him, but I was driving his van at 12 and a half. He was that pissed up. He'd go out of the night and he couldn't remember where he put his van. We learned to drive on the farms, because sod school, most of the families in the area used to go spud picking. In the summertime, it was peas, put them on tripods to dry them out. Yeah. So we never went to school, really. I couldn't stand it. Well, when I went on the market, if I did go to school, I'd have 40 fags in my pocket and a flogger and then tanner each. So I made a good profit on them. And then when I did go sod school, I used to go to Red Lion, handle a bit from dinner. Get my bike right onto Red Lion, a couple of beers, and go back to school. My first part was malt shovel, North Churchyard, at 12 and a half, one of threepence. I've always had a bit of a beard sort of thing. But you know, when you're working early mornings, to think, right, it's old enough. Father told old, do what you like when you like, smoking anything. Second rule was don't bring the police to the door. So that was his rule. So I've been smoking so sudden. The beer side of it, he was at the Malting House. I brought a few crates of beer. So I brought up on Light Hill and Brown Hill and Dark Hill. That was a good old days, you know. You never locked your doors because nobody had now. I mean, I was paying board at £5 a week when I was a kid. I was any more than my father was a docker. Monday market, Selby. Tuesday market, Hull. Wednesday, go home. Maybe got school on Thursday. And Friday, Saturday, Hull again. And then you just pull all the stalls down for like parades and things like that. Saturday morning, 3 o'clock. You worked all over through the day to get all the stalls down. You stored them all away. So when that parade's over, half past 5, 6 o'clock Sunday, you have to put them all back up again.